You look at the weather forecast, and obviously it's going to be 100 degrees in Texas, the rest of the summer, and Arizona, and maybe Oklahoma and Arkansas. But how about extending out to Pennsylvania and New York and North Carolina and the mid-90s in New Hampshire and Vermont? It's a great time to be in the water park business. That's where everybody wants to be, and that's where Rick Coleman's been for a long time. He's Executive Vice President of New Product Development for American Resort Management, but locally you know them as Epic Waters Indoor Water Park in Grand Prairie. It's good to have you with us.
David, it's great to be back with you again.
And you've got something to show for your work, because the last time we talked, and it was a little less than a year ago, but you were frantically building out the water park. You're about 6 months old right now. Is it working out for you?
Yeah, we celebrate 6 months on the 13th of July, and we will have just over 200,000 people through the door, which is ahead of schedule. And, we are up on projections by over 30%. So it's been great. And more importantly, though, we've been able to hit all of our numbers while protecting the guest experience. We've made sure we never fill the place, too full to make sure nobody's having a good time. And you talk about summer and heat, and I'll tell you the one thing about, Epic Waters is with that blue retractable roof, when it's really that hot outside, what we do is keep the roof largely closed because we're able to reduce the UV and we're able to reduce the temperature, so it's actually more comfortable inside. And if you go to one of those outdoor parks, one of the things that you watch everybody do is that dance that you do from slide to slide because your feet are burning on the concrete.
Right.
With the roof overhead, we don't have that problem at all. It's a comfortable walk all around.
So. Well, like I said, it's just hot everywhere. You guys are building these things, in Vermont and Illinois and North Carolina, and you must be benefiting. This is an unusually warm, warm summer.
It is. Sometimes in the outdoor parks, it gets to be a little bit too uncomfortable once you get up, up north of 100 degrees. And again, we're usually 10 to 15 degrees cooler than that in these indoor facilities. And again, you're not burning your feet, and it's a much more comfortable experience, but you still feel like you're in an outdoor water park,
One of the things we talked about when you guys were building this is that this is a somewhat unique public-private partnership. The city owns it. You all are operating it. How's that relationship going?
Again, it's Grand Prairie has been a city with vision and knowing where they wanted to go with creating unique family-friendly experiences, and we like delivering those experiences. So it's been a great partnership. I couldn't ask for a better relationship with the mayor and the city manager and the city council, because they all believe in what's happening out here. And so the support we've received, and they're some of our biggest advocates and promoters, and everywhere they go, they're promoting the brand along with us, and it's been a great relationship every step of the way.
And the idea was that it was more than just a place where I could jump off the high dive and do a cannonball or something, but dining and full-service bars and event locations. Is all this built out?
Yeah, the water park is 100% open, and you can come out and do a cannonball anytime you want. We'd love to see it. And the Grand Lawn, which is the amphitheater, will open for every Friday night in August. It's kind of the trial run there. And then the Epic, which is the 120,000 square foot wellness fitness center of the future, say you call it, is scheduled to open sometime between late September and mid-October. And at that point, the campus is pretty well built out and, full activation going on everywhere.
So the idea is for synergy is that you guys are not competing against each other, but sharing the same people?
We're sharing the same people. Or we have unique visitors who might want one building or the other and might not use both. But, again, there will be nothing like it in America that will sit on this campus where you could go and start your morning doing some fitness activities or learning a culinary class or hitting a recording
right.
studio, then come over and swim for a couple hours, and then go back and take in a performance on the Grand Lawn. And then the next phase is we're actively in full design on a couple of hotels, a conference center, and several restaurants that'll be just on the other side of our small lake here. So the entire campus will include lodging and food and beverage within the next 24 months.
All right. So you've been open 6 months now. You must have a clear sense of your clientele and also where you need to market. Where are the people coming from? Are they from here? Are they coming? Are these staycationers? Or are they coming from out of state?
It's a little bit of everything. So we're currently running 65% of our visitation are non-Grand Prairie residents, which puts you into the, you know, the circle of cities around us. And we've reached as far, consistently as far as north of Oklahoma City, into Arkansas, over into Louisiana. That is accounting for somewhere between 25 and 35% of our business, where they're staying in the market between one and three nights, and not only visiting Epic Waters, but they might be hitting Six Flags or Ripley's, believe it or not, or all the other regional attractions, and they go into Dallas or Fort Worth. But and what we're hearing from a lot of our guests, what they like about us is we're the center of that hub and spoke kind of tourism. You can stay here, and it's easy to jump over to Fort Worth or easy to jump downtown, then you come back out and enjoy us in the evening. So a lot of visitation from outside the area.
Well, for your benefit, here's hoping the global warming continues, but it's certainly with us right now. Rick Coleman. It does. Rick Coleman's Executive Vice President of American Resort Management, speaking to us today from Epic Waters Indoor Water Park in Grand Prairie. It's good to have you with us.
Thanks, David. I appreciate it.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.